Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host tonight and medium. My name is Angelina Diana, and we'll be doing some spirit communication tonight. And I'd really like to challenge you to ask questions, because I think the best thing that you could ever do is, when you're wondering how to connect with your loved ones, is ask spirit or ask your loved ones. And if you have any questions about how a medium works or how the other side is or how they can communicate with you, this is a perfect hour to do it. If you're connected to the web right now, you can actually go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and follow along with me as I tell you a little bit about the events that are coming up. I understand there was a very successful conference that was held in Arizona last weekend. A lot of positive feedback and great responses about the event that took place. And it's because of you that we're able to do that. Your donations, your ability to support, the way that you like to help the foundation do the great work that it does, it's because of you. And this program is the same thing. We're able to bring you 4 programs a month because of your donations, because of your support. And Mediums and Messages is held every third Thursday of the month, where we welcome a guest medium. Unfortunately, we cannot get a hold of the one that was scheduled for today. So if you're a Nancy Marlowe fan or you understand her work, unfortunately, we're unable to get a hold of her. So I'll be doing spirit communication tonight, as I said earlier. Now, before we get started with spirit communication, taking your questions, I do want to tell you a little bit about what the Forever Family Foundation is doing coming up, especially in December. There's some great events going on. And especially if you want to connect with a medium and connect with your loved ones, we have, I believe, 3 to 4 events in December that are just suited for you. And if I could just take a moment of your time to let you know what's going on, it's called The Holidays Past. And when we think about losing someone, we miss them, we want to feel connected to them, and the holidays come around, I think it's kind of hard to celebrate the holidays. You know, you think about it, everyone's celebrating, they feel very happy, but all you can think about is how your loved one is not there. So what better way to spend an evening during the holiday than with your loved ones through a certified medium from the Forever Family Foundation? So we call this Holidays Past for reason. You could reunite with your lost loved ones. And we have some events coming on. The first one is December 1st at the Journey Within, and it's in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. It'll be conducted by Janet Nohavik. I've had the opportunity to have Janet on the show quite a few times, and she is a very evidential, loving medium. She will be able to connect you that night. And if you would like to have more information on how to reserve a seat, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org to purchase your tickets. On December 1st, Joanne Gerber will be holding a Holidays Past event at the Hampton Inn in Boston Natick, in Natick, Massachusetts. Again, also with Joanne, I've had the opportunity to interview her on this program. And she is, again, a very evidential, loving medium she'll be able to bring through your loved ones. I have the honor of holding an event also, or helping out the foundation hold an event on December 8th at the Best Western Berkshire Inn in Bethel, Connecticut. If you'd like information on that, it's 7 p.m. It's on a Saturday. It's in Bethel. And I've had the opportunity to work in this space before. I did an event for how to listen to when your children speak, and also a little chat afterwards. I think it was in the summertime, and it was very successful because of how your loved ones came through, but also because you were a part of it. So here's another opportunity where it's open to the general public, and I think usually the event is about 50 to 100 people there, and it's a really nice, intimate night. I hope you can be there. Another event is on December 15th. It's actually Suzanne Northrup, who's the star of the Emmy-nominated TV show The Afterlife. If you'd like some information on her event, it'll be on December 15th, 7 p.m. at the Melville Marriott in Melville, New York. There are plenty of other programs that are going on that the Forever Family Foundation holds. Again, it's because of you we're able to bring these programs to you. So if for some reason you feel you can give a donation or there's other ways that you can contribute, even volunteering, please go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information. Okay, what we're going to do now is take a short break, and when we return, I'll be doing spirit communication, so get your questions ready. You're listening to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web. I'll be back real soon.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I'll be doing mediumship as well tonight. So I hope you have your questions ready. And also, if you're ready to connect to the other side, I'll be happy to make a connection for you as well. So if I should happen to take your phone call, all I need you to do is tell me you either have a question for me or you'd like a connection. I don't need any additional information. I work off of being evidential. And I think you have to think about that every time you see a medium. The more information you give them, the less you'll feel like you've had a credible reading. It's very important that you protect the integrity of your reading anytime you go to a medium. Before I actually begin, I guess I'll tell you a little bit about some of the events I'll be doing in case you're in the Connecticut area and Massachusetts area. On December 1st, I'll actually be going to Brantford, Connecticut. I have an event there at the Days Inn, and I'll be doing a spirit communication from 7:30 till 9:30 in the evening. If you'd like information on tickets at the Days Inn Brantford event on December 1st in Connecticut, you can go to angelinadiana.com. That's angelinadiana.com. I'm also doing an event on December 2nd, which is in Chicopee, Massachusetts, at the Hampton Inn. You could find all that information. It'll be a readings event on a Sunday afternoon. If you'd like information on tickets on how to see me there, you can. And if you're a Nancy Marlowe fan, I know she was unable to get to her phone today. You can find information on Nancy Marlowe, nancymarlowe.com. And we have quite a few certified mediums that are now part of the foundation. If you would like to see maybe if there's a medium in your area, we are now an international organization. You certainly can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can get all the information you need there. Okay, so let's get ready to do some spirit communication. I'd like to take our first caller, who's on line one. Let's take Kim from Texas. Good evening, right. Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for calling
Mediums. I would like to get a connection.
You got it, Kim. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're cutting out too, so I don't know if the producer can make an adjustment there. But Kim, as you're talking, I could feel a mother figure pass for you. Mom has passed?
Yes, she has.
Okay, and I feel like she was a very tender, gentle lady when she was here. Do you understand that?
Yes,
Very sensitive. I'm getting a sensitive mom figure coming through. She makes me feel like she was sick for quite some time. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. You know, and what's really interesting about her energy, too, is she says that you think often. You see, I feel very strongly that spirit can connect to your thoughts. And she says very often you think more lately about how she suffered in the time that she was sick. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And you know what she's telling me? She says she wants you to concentrate on when she was well. Your mom was a gentle lady, but she was strong, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know, in her strength, she wanted to show you that the bond and the connection that you guys had. You guys were almost like sisters or very strong. That's what she makes me feel. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh, I do.
Okay, so what I want to say to you is your mom is coming through like mom because she shows me her strength she had through her illness and that the last thing she would want you to do is leave you with a negative feeling about how she suffered. That's the way she was in life. She wasn't one to complain or tell you she didn't feel good, right?
Right.
Okay.
That would be right.
Yeah, so her she's coming through very strongly with her personality and her sensitivity, yet her strength as a woman and as a mom. And as I'm saying this, she makes me feel some things so I can validate who she is. I have to tell you, she was either very nauseous or had problems keeping her food down when she wasn't well. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
So she's just doing that to validate that it's her. She's not doing it to cause me pain, that she's not that kind of a lady. It's just validation or evidence. So I feel like, you know, when spirit comes through, they come through with an intention. You know, you could sit down with a medium, and sometimes when I work, I'll work for an hour and a half with someone just 20 minutes with someone. It depends on what kind of a service they book. And I can tell you that they might want to hear from someone else, but the person that comes through, they have the intention to come through in such a way to validate proof and evidence that everyone's okay. And I feel like your mom's coming through not for her. She's coming through for you. Totally you. And that's okay. Who your mother was. That's who your mother was when she was here. A very sacrificing lady, right?
That's true.
So if I can leave you with anything, Kim, is that your mother is with you all the time. And she's saying, stop thinking about how I suffered, sweetheart. Think about our relationship. Think about the impact we had together. The last thing I would want to do is make you think about the bad. Now, I know that's a hard thing to do when you're missing someone because grief is a separate process. But I want to challenge you, Kim, to remember your mother's energy that's around you. And that if you start going towards the negative, sweep up the love and the positivity that she's sending right now, because it's always there for you to have. Always. That's your mom. She's a strong okay. lady. She loves you completely, and you know it. And I've never met you or read you before. Is that correct?
No, you haven't.
Right. So you have to know that this is purely, I feel like mediums have microphones to the other side. We can see, hear, and feel very clearly. Well, not very clearly, let's be honest. As best to our abilities, we can hear them. But we feel them separate from ourselves, which to me, I feel like I'm meeting your mother for the first time because she's introducing herself through me. But she's there for you always. You're the one that brought her here. Even when a session ends, she'll still stay with you. So knowing the time that we're together, I feel very strongly your mother's coming through. I want you to know that she is okay. She doesn't want you to think about when she's when she was sick. And there's something, she's cooking. She's a great cook, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've heard this term. I don't know what it is. Have you ever heard the term succotash?
I have, but it
doesn't
mean anything to me.
I respect that. When I think, so it could be from my frame of reference, when I think of succotash, I think of a fancy beefed up version of like beef stew. Or It has like something of everything in it and it tastes really good and it's like a soup. So your mother made something like that, right?
Yeah. I would understand that.
You would, wouldn't you? Now, this is an example of how mediums work sometimes. Your mother can relate to people very well. And I have to tell you, from her viewpoint, she's using something from my frame of reference to explain something to you. So when your mother was physically here, if someone was talking to you, she would want to know who that person is and she would welcome them into her circle, right?
Yes,
that's what she just did to me. Because what she did was she went into my frame of reference. This shows me how relatable your mother is. So she's a relatable lady, right?
Right.
Yeah, I just feel her so much. And that tells me something, too, about who she is. And everyone that's listening, I want you to understand how at least I work and how most mediums tend to work is we work from within. We feel the presence of spirit. We hear them in our mind's ear. And we see them like a daydream. Now, she is making me, except for the word succotash, she's making me feel her 100%. This shows me what a feeling, wonderful lady. And I am very sorry for your loss because it is huge because of the relationship I feel between the two of you. I wish you all the best in your process of grieving. Now, Kim, I want to give you an opportunity to ask Mom a question. Do you have a question for her?
I just want to know, when you cross over, is everybody else that's crossed over with her?
Absolutely. You have a whole big circle of energy around you. It's people connected to your mom, people connected to you, even people that you might not have met before or connected to physically. And the reason why some people might ask, well, why did one person come through over another? When I work, I take the intention of please let an intention come through that's going to help the person I'm reading and also honor what spirit's intention is, what they want to say. If everybody on the other side, Kim, started talking to me or making me feel, hear, or see them, there would not be a clear message. Can you understand that? It's almost like being in a group of 20 people and 20 people talk all at once. It's like, how can you get a clear sense of what they're saying? So from my viewpoint, I feel like the intention tonight was Mom's. I hope you know that she's okay. And just because the reading's winding down a little bit doesn't mean that she's not with you. I want to challenge you to work like a medium. I feel this is an ability, not a gift. And the gift I feel like I might have is that I want to help people through this work. I want them to feel their loved ones around them. I want them to know that we're all born from spirit, so we can connect to our own spirit and then connect to the spirit of our loved ones on the other side. But what we need to do is we need to take the time to almost be a student of energy. But because of this dog-eat-dog world and how difficult the physical world can be, it's very hard for us to become students of energy, right? So that's why people might seek a medium, right? So I'm going to challenge you to get really quiet tonight, maybe before you go to sleep, or maybe tomorrow. Find 15 minutes, even 10 minutes to daydream an experience with your mother. That's how I work. I put myself in a daydream state, and then I start honoring what I'm seeing, hearing, and feeling. I want to challenge you to do that. Take a moment to go on a journey with your mom. Close your eyes, ask her a question, make her remember a memory, and then let your mind drift off and let her take over so that she can talk back and take in what you see, hear, and feel. And then when you're done, thank her for that experience, and then go on your everyday life. But before you do, say, Mom, I want you to show me something in the physical world as a sign that we had that conversation, and you will get validation, my dear. You will get validation from your mom that she is with you. But know deep down inside, I know that the grief is hard, and that's a separate process. So I do wish you all the best as you go through grieving, but also learning to connect more with your mom. Okay?
Sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kim. Please take good care of yourself, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're Bye-bye. More than welcome. Okay, let's take our next caller from Kansas City. Let's speak to Gwen. Good
Hello.
Evening, Gwen. Hi, Gwen.
Like
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you for asking.
Would you like a connection or do you have a question?
I would like a connection first.
You got it. Let me just tune in. I've got a man and a woman here. Your father's passed. Is that correct?
Yes.
I also have what feels like a husband figure. You have a romantic figure on the other side?
I have. I'm sorry, what?
Your husband passed?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel husband here, too. So I have to tell you, your mom is passed as well, too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I've got the three of them coming through, and the reason why I've got a little giggle in my voice is your mom giggled when she reconnected with your dad. They're all together. But I have to say, there's something. Was your mom a very bubbly lady?
Was she a what?
Bubbly.
Cuddly?
She's bubbly. Yes, very positive. Very positive lady. Was your mom a very positive lady?
Well, if I just may say this, I was raised by my grandmother, who I called Mama.
Okay,
and my mother was there, who I called mother.
Okay, so let me get more evidence. Hold on. Let me get more evidence on who this lady is, because I feel your husband here. I feel dad here. And then this woman who was very positive and uplifting, and I heard her giggle, like this big voice come through. I have to say it feels like who you would feel mom is, because she feels very positive. I do feel like there was either high blood pressure connected to her or some type of a heart issue. Does that make it clearer to you on who this is?
That would have been correct.
So I have to say she's coming through. I know your husband's there, and so is your dad. What's interesting is they're shaking hands. Were they in business together?
No.
Then I have to say it's an energetic thing. There's something about the energy passed from your dad to your husband and how you felt the comfort of that. So you had a great relationship with your dad, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you had a great relationship with your husband, correct?
Absolutely.
This is showing me the passing, I call it the passing of the spiritual baton. When somebody can be in a positive effect in your life and it goes from generation to generation, it shows me a solid line of spiritual growth. So these two men are coming through going, this is why we were in her life. That's why they're shaking hands. It's just my own symbol, okay? So I have to tell you that I do feel husband, I do feel dad, and I feel your mother figure. Now, your husband makes me feel like he was sick before he passed, correct?
Yes.
He had lung issues, because I feel like my lungs are filling up with fluid. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
But he also makes me feel like he was very quiet prior to getting very sick. He's not talking all of a sudden. Now, I have to say, when he was well, he was a very good talker, correct?
Yes.
Very charming.
Yes.
Very good talker.
Absolutely.
But I have to tell you, when he got ill or not feeling well, he kept his bad feelings from everybody. He did not tell people he wasn't feeling well, correct?
Absolutely. In fact,
so now,
felt he was sick.
Okay, so that's what he's coming through. This is, you know, evidentially mom made herself known. Your husband's coming through going, you know, I'm a talker. I really am a charming guy. You know, he actually has quite a smile in his eyes when he smiles.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his crow's feet or if it's just the way his eyes go up a little bit. I can't see the color yet of his eyes. Sometimes they flash me the color of their eyes. But when he shows me his face, all I can see is through the corner of my eye is the smile in his eyes. And he makes me feel I'm a charming guy, but you know what? I have to tell this lady, I'm sorry I did not tell her that I was not feeling well. Let her know that. Let her know that. Because it wasn't that he didn't trust you, because there was great trust between the two of you. I feel a solid partnership. But he makes me feel like he did not want to create worry. He did not want you to feel fearful of maybe that he was a little under the weather. Now, I have to tell you, when he did get sick, he makes me feel like things happened so quickly, you felt like you could not juggle everything of what happened to him. Is that correct?
Yes.
He says he is so sorry. He knows it's not his fault, but he's so sorry that you had to go through that. This shows me your husband is a very manly man, right? Very manly man.
Absolutely.
But on the inside, there's a very tender, loving, sweet person. Very tender and loving. I mean, to the point of like, he's so more concerned about what he put you through versus the fact that this man went through, I hate to say it, a very terrible physical thing. You know, so here he is more worried about you than himself. But I can tell you, right? That's who he is, right? I'm validating who he is as a person. So I have to say that his message to you in the short time that we're together, Gwen, is that he's very sorry that things came onto you like an avalanche so quickly and that you had to manage so much in a short period of time, right? And it was difficult for you to do this. And I can sense from him that he really doesn't want you to feel responsible. I know this is going to sound funny, but responsible for his passing, you know, that you felt you didn't do enough or you felt like you could have done more. It's like you had a missed opportunity. And he's making me feel like nobody could have anticipated or even guessed the turn of events. You know, I feel my chest kind of filling up. I feel pressure on my left side of my heart. My left hip hurts for some reason. Did he fall? Was there a left issue with him on his hip?
No.
I don't know why he... I'm off by that, but for some reason I'm feeling sore on my left side. I don't know what this means, but the left side of my body feels a little sore. And I also feel a little difficulty on the right side, lower part, like maybe around the back to the kidney and maybe over to the liver a little bit. A little sore there too.
Yeah.
So I don't, do you understand this?
Oh, yes.
It's validating him. It's just for evidence. So in the short time that we're together, I feel dad there too, but I have to tell you, your husband's kind of taken over the show with his words. That's the kind of guy he is. He kind of takes over when he talks. That's what he just did. So I have to say dad's there, mom is there, and I feel husband too. Please know that your husband's message seems to be, please know that I know what that woman went through for me. Matter of fact, he's been telling me that there was a... Six or 4 hour period of time before he passed that he was unconscious?
Yes.
You were in the room with him, and he says he knows that you were talking to him. He knows that you were talking to him. He actually says you were taking his hand and stroking it, like over the bar. Like I'm getting this feeling from his hand. Do you know how some hospital beds have bars that kind of come up?
Yes.
His hand was kind of flung over, right?
I was just holding him, you know.
Okay. I don't know why I'm feeling the metal around him, because I do feel cold metal on my hand for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. I have to honor it, everything I get. but he says you were holding his hand in that 4 to 6 hour period. So you were kind of thinking, can he hear me? Does he know I'm here? He goes, absolutely. I know that you were there for me in that 4 to 6 hour period. I know it. So it's his way of validating. And to me, this proves something, that when we die, when we cross over, we can still see the people around us. There's definitely a passage to the other side, even before our physiological body stops working. We have the comfort of kind of going out of our bodies and feeling that. And that's his way of saying, I saw what you were doing for me. I saw the connection we have. So I hope that helps you in the time that we're together. Do you have a question for any? Do you have a question for anybody that came through?
Well, I just wondered if things will ever be better as he struggled with our one daughter. I mean, okay.
So you
in
have
a sense that she's just very distant.
So you have a question about your daughter here. Well, that's more of a psychic reading, but I can tell you from his viewpoint, and this is going to show you the difference between a psychic and a medium, I could psychically go into that situation and tell you what you need to do, but that's not what this program's about. I have to honor that spirit's here. And he says, sweetheart, mm-hmm. He called you sweetheart. Sweetheart, he says, look, when we were here, we've always had this problem with her. She's an individual.
Yeah.
She's always pulled herself away. From us. She's always wanted to do things her own way. You can't, Rome wasn't built in a day, and don't feel like, even though I know your heart wants to take care of her, it's going to play the course on its own accord. You can't try to do this on your own. If we couldn't do it together and we were the strong couple that we are, don't feel you have to try to fix it just because I'm not here. So he's very protective of you.
Oh, yeah. Very much, very, very much.
Remember, I've never had the honor of reading you. I've never had the honor of meeting him before. You need to know very strongly that he is, whenever you go to a medium and you ask something that sounds like a psychic question, they shouldn't be solving it for you, because spirit doesn't want to, through a medium, spirit will never solve it for you. They're just going to answer like they would in their own personality. And that's what he's doing. He's saying, look, I'm very protective of her. We couldn't solve it together. Please tell her she doesn't have to solve it now on her own. It's too much. So that's his answer. I hope that makes you feel good knowing that he's protecting you.
Well, this has been very comforting, and I thank you very much.
Thank him. It's his message. It's his energy that's coming through, and I thank you for calling Mediums and Messages on the Signs of Life program. Have a good day.
Thank you, my dear.
You got it. My name's Angelina Diana. I'm the guest medium for this hour program on Mediums and Messages. Unfortunately, Nancy Marlowe, we were unable to get a hold of her. I'm also a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, and I also sit on their board of mediums. And it's an honor for me to be able to connect spirit with you or answer your questions. Let's take our next call right now. Let's talk to Christine from North Carolina.
Hello.
Hi, Christine. How are you? Hi, Christine. Can you hear me?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm Angelina. I'm Angelina. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're just breaking up just a little bit.
Okay. Maybe our fine producer can kind of even out the sound a little bit for you. I do apologize for that. Now, Christine, do you have a question for me, or would you like a connection?
A connection, please.
Got it, Christine. As you're talking, I do feel a dog that's crossed over connected to you and a man coming through with this dog. I don't know if they're connected together, but this man has a very father-like energy to him. Your father has passed?
No.
He's coming through like dad, so I need to honor him. I'm sorry. I'm glad that your dad's not passed, but I do have to honor this coming through. Now, I have to tell you, he has a very outdoorsy kind of feel because he's got his dog with him. So dad's dad has passed, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
To honor that, dad's dad really liked the outdoors, right?
I believe so. I didn't know him very well.
Sometimes people we don't know very well can come through. I think it's their way of saying we're still connected to you. I have a grandmother who's on the other side, and she's come through for me a few times, but I've never met her. But I think it's to show that we still have that connection. I do have what looks to be either like a spaniel kind of looking dog. It's got like a lot, it's not a Dalmatian. I think spaniels have long ears and they have like a lot of dots on them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I'm just not sure if I think they had a dog, but I don't know what kind.
But sometimes we have to honor what Spirit's saying before the person we might have a question for or comes through does. But I have to honor that on Dad's side of the family, he's coming through to say there's been a lot of tragedy or people have passed unexpectedly. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I feel like he's bringing... Is there a daughter figure pass for you?
No. Mm-mm.
Very sensitive energy coming through, very young, that's passed. So I could be off by the sex, but I'm not off by the sensitivity. So is there a child that's passed for you?
No.
It's good news. But I have to say, there is what feels like a young spirit coming through for you. I don't know if it's a friend's child or a young person in your family that's passed before their time, but that is what I'm getting, so I need to honor it.
Okay.
I know it doesn't make sense to you, but I want you to write things down and remember it. Mm-hmm. But to me, this particular person passing what feels like an impact or something that happened quite quickly to them, so I'd like you to try to...
That's probably more my brother, though. I don't know if that would...
Your brother is a very sensitive man, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes get that as females. That's something I haven't been able to work out in my mediumship. Sometimes it happens when I feel the connection, but it does validate him. So I have to tell you, in the metaphysical world, I've learned that spirits that come through, they can have any sex. But if they come across very sensitive, sometimes they're female to me. If they come across very hard, they come across male to me. I hope you can understand that. So I have to say, yes. Your grandfather is protecting his grandson. And to your grandfather, he would be a young spirit that passed. Mm-hmm. So I have to honor the line of energy that he's showing. He is your younger brother. Is that correct?
No, he was older by a couple of years.
Okay. So your grandfather's disagreeing with you. So let me tell you, in energy... I'm telling you, in energy, you're more responsible. You seem like the oldest of the family. You tend to take on the role of being the oldest. Is that correct?
When I was younger, yeah, I would say that between us, yeah.
Energetically, your brother is younger than you energetically. And if I put him any other way, he wouldn't come across as your brother. So I have to honor the energy of your brother coming through. Your grandfather's definitely connected with your brother for some reason, and he is talking about the tragedy, the quick passing. Now, when your brother comes through, he wants to thank you for trying to talk to him before he separated from the family. So when he passed, he was separated from the family?
It was unexpected. Yeah. I mean, he was in a different state.
Here we go. So that's very eventual. I have to take the evidence of, he goes, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk before we were separated and then I passed. So I have to take that as an evidential message to you from your brother. And it's showing him that he understands how the family feels. That obviously it's terrible to have somebody pass unexpectedly, but then you're in another place. You're not there.
Yeah.
It's his way of valuing that. So I have to honor his message there. I have to tell you, it's interesting that we have a similarity of connections that in this reading too, as well as the last one, we have a lot of sensitive people coming through. So I have to say on some that spirit kind of doing their magic. Now, mother has passed?
No.
I got a mother figure coming through, but I feel like it's on mom's side because I feel like mother. And it's she is hanging around very closely and very tightly to your brother. So grandmother on mother's past?
Yes.
Grandmother on mother's side was close to the family. Is that correct?
Her stepmom, her real mom had died earlier too, so I'm not sure. I didn't know her though.
I am so sorry to hear that. I feel really bad. But I can tell you that on some level, this particular mom figure feels like they're very closely connected to your brother for some reason. So I think it's their way of saying that they were, say, close to your family in general. I'm a little distracted because I feel like there's an opportunity here for you to ask your brother a question. He keeps on saying, have her ask me, have her ask me. So I don't know what this means. Are you wanting to ask your brother a question?
Well, I was going to ask him if he could validate anything about my children that he sees happening.
Well, I have to tell you, your brother knows you want this question to ask, because here I am trying to talk to him. He goes, no, just have her ask me the question. Just have her ask me the question. So that's very, I hope you can see that he's still communicating with us. He's yelling it like she has to ask me a question. Now, you have three children?
I have two.
It says three.
Nope.
So I have to honor the third one that's like a child to you, that's connected. Do you understand that?
Maybe it's my husband. I don't know.
So I have to honor the three connected that he wants to talk about. Now, there's one of them that's struggling in school right now, or there's an aspect about them deciding about more education?
Well, my son's having a little difficulty, but nothing major. I mean, just stuff, you know, we've talked with him lately about stuff.
Thing too that you're listening in on your conversations, that one of your children are having a school thing and he's kind of listening to it. What he's saying is, okay. I know one of her kids are having a school issue. I was listening in. Now the other child is very creative. Is that correct? Is a creation?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's to validate? The she, correct?
Yes.
So he knows that it's your daughter. Very creative. And there's also a musical background connected to her?
Well, we just started playing the piano a little bit, and he had a very musical background, too.
Doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, here he is saying, okay, one of them is, like, having problems at school, and the other one is starting some musical things,
yep.
Right? And here you are to
right.
play piano. So your question was, can he validate your kids? I think the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so I think
that's
his
great.
Way
yeah.
saying, I see your kids. All right?
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yep.
I hope this is the short time that we're together.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I've got some great news. I'm hoping we can get her, but I just got an email to call Nancy at another number, Nancy Marlowe. So hopefully we'll be able to get her on for the second half or the remaining part of the program. That would be really cool. Let's see if we can do that. As we do that, let's see if I can take our next caller, perhaps. I think we have Glenda from Florida on line four. I know the producer's trying to call our guest at the same time that they're trying to also connect our listener. Is Glenda there?
In here.
Hello, Glenda.
I'm here.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
How are you?
For calling.
Good. Good.
Appreciate it. My name is Angelina Diana, and I'm a medium with the Forever Family Foundation. Hopefully, shortly we'll have Nancy on the line. Can I answer a question for you, or do you have a connection that you'd like?
Well, actually, my husband's shift just changed from work, and he has never been home to ever make a connection or really enjoy your program, so I'd like to give him the opportunity to make a connection.
Sure. Can you pass it to him so I could feel the energy?
Sure. His name is Raphael.
Okay.
Thank you, Angelina Diana. Hold on, please.
Good evening.
Raphael.
Yes.
Who are you? Thank you for calling the program. So I understand you'd like a connection.
Yes, I would like to have a connection.
Do you feel a female figure around you? Your mother has passed?
I have no idea because I have lost contact with her.
I feel really sorry coming through.
Hello?
It can be what feels like mom, or it could also feel like it could be grandmother. So I want to honor that connection. I feel like the reason why she's coming through is to bring through dad. Do you understand that?
Father, yes, I understand that.
Okay. So I have to say that I don't know if it's your mom, but I do feel a mother figure around him. Could be his mom, could be grandmother. But I can tell you that he's bringing dad through. Dad wants to apologize for not being as communicative as he could be. Oh, by the way, I have to say, I think Nancy Marlowe has just joined us on the line. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Nancy, this is Angelina Diana. I'm so sorry for any problems getting a hold of you today, but we're in the middle of readings.
Okay. All righty.
So, I understand they just put you on the line. So, Raphael, if you would hold on a moment, I just want to, in the remaining time we have, I just want to let our audience know that we have a fabulous meeting, a medium on the line with us, Nancy Marlowe. If you want some information, you can go to nancymarlowe.com. Nancy, welcome to the program as a medium with the Forever Family Foundation and a very well-established medium in the community of mediumship. I want to thank you for being here. We do have a caller on the line. I am starting to connect with his father. Would you be so inclined to maybe link with me or Spirit or actually start a connection for Raphael? Say hello to him.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. What is your caller's name, your first name?
It's Raphael. Raphael, you're speaking with Nancy Marlowe. She's a fabulous medium. I'd like to hand the reins over to her to give her an opportunity to connect for you.
Thank you very much.
Hello. May I ask you, what is your first name?
My first name is Raphael.
Raphael. Okay. Raphael, I'm feeling like your father's around you. He comes in and out quite frequently. I feel like he speaks to you quite often, and in fact, there are times that you hear him or think that you've heard him. Is that correct?
Hello? No, that's...
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm trying to interrupt. Go ahead.
He is trying to speak with you, and he does come around from time to time to check in on you. He feels like to me he was a learned man, liked to read. Is that correct?
Well, I did not know my father because he passed away when I was 4. And I've heard stories from different people of the family. I've learned a lot of things that one, he committed suicide or he died, and I couldn't get a real straight answer as to how it is that he passed, but I know that I've been told that he passed when I was 4 years old.
So what are you looking for as far as straight answer? Do you mean why he passed? Is that what you want to know? Why he passed?
Well, I can't miss what I didn't know. I've heard so many stories as to how he lived his life and how he treated my mother. So I wasn't really looking for a connection with him, but if he came through, then I guess that's fine.
He cares about you, and he does come through. He is here, and he does try to speak with you from time to time and get your attention. He doesn't want you to follow in the same footsteps that he did, and he thinks that you are a remarkable person. And so he does try to connect with you at times. And I kind of jumped into the middle of this. I didn't know if...
I know.
I don't know if there was a connection with the mother going on.
Actually, there was. There was a mother figure coming through.
Okay.
I think I know who that person is.
Pardon me?
When you said a mother figure,
I'm so sorry. He said he thinks he knows who that mother figure is. So if you're feeling the mom figure, feel free to... let that connection be heard.
Okay. I'm actually feeling a grandmother-like figure, your grandmother on the other side.
Yes, my grandmother's on the other side, but she had passed a long time now.
I'm feeling a grandmother on the other side, and I'm seeing a lady with gray hair.
Okay.
Did your mother have gray hair or your grandmother?
My grandmother, she had very gray hair. My mother had a lot of gray hair, but
the lady.
I haven't spoken to her for years. So it's been a few years since I've seen her because we had a falling out and we didn't speak. And
she can't come through, Raphael. Still doesn't mean that your grandmother can't come through. She still can come through.
I understand.
Didn't have
that.
A connection to her. Yeah.
I'm seeing a lady with gray hair, and I think that she had her eyes were a significant feature of her face, and I'm seeing twinkly eyes, that would fill with delight, or that would sparkle, and they could also look at you very intently. Is this your mother?
Well, no, the person you're speaking of would be my mother-in-law. She passed.
Mm. Okay. I tell you, I've been doing readings today, and I've been having, I had one family that came in, and they asked me about probably 15 people who had passed over,
goodness.
And they were all coming in at one time. And so the same thing is happening right now, where I'm getting hit at this moment from several people that you know on the other side. And who is here right now is your father. I'm seeing this gray-haired lady coming in and somebody else, and they're all trying to talk at one time. Somebody is really watching over you and protecting you, one of these people. It's almost like they're pushing each other aside, trying to get to you and talk at this moment.
I hope this helps you, Raphael. I know that sometimes when they're, and I did put Nancy on the spot because she was put on the air quite quickly, but I know she's a seasoned professional, has worked with spirit for a very long time, and she knows her stuff. So it seems in the time that we're together, Raphael, it seems like there was a father figure, a mother figure coming through for you. I hope in the time that we're together, and it's a very short time, I hope this helps you. I do feel a male figure coming through. Is there like a brother figure passed for you, very same age or around the same age that's passed?
No, I'm the only child.
Okay, just know that in the remaining time that I'm with you, I do feel like there's a younger male coming through. It could be cousin, brother, or maybe it's connected to your wife as well. So I think Nancy's really on target when she says there's really an open circle of spirit coming through for you. I hope this helps you in the time that we're together, Raphael, and thank you for calling the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you for helping me make a connection. I really do appreciate it.
You got it, Raphael. Thank you for calling. Nancy, thank you for joining us in the last portion of the program. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
So I think we'll have time for one more reading, but I just want to give our audience an opportunity to know your website again, because I really, I know of your work. I think you're a fabulous evidential medium, and even though they didn't get to get a full taste of the work that you do, your website is nancymarlowe.com. Is that correct?
Uh-huh, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And where are you based out of?
I live in California. I live in San Diego, La Jolla area.
Beautiful area.
And I'm from Texas, yeah.
Oh, wow,
and
that's fabulous. Texas. So I have a question for you. People wanted to get a hold of you for a reading. Could you do them by phone, in person? What do you offer?
I do both. The phone readings are just as accurate as the in-person readings. I enjoy being with a client in person. I enjoy their energy, and I just enjoy meeting the people. So if I could set up an in-person reading, I like to do that. I'm happy to do that also. So I also pick up information from photographs, and if people like to mail me photographs, I pick up additional information, and I don't have to have them, but sometimes they'll send them to me, and I'll pick up some other information from the photograph.
All right. Well, I just got word from our producer. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Okay.
I feel absolutely awkward right now, actually putting you on the line for one quick reading and telling you to go. But I do apologize, and I hope with better coordination on my end, certainly not yours, that we could have you back on the program again beginning of next year and spend a full hour with you. I'd really love that opportunity.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I'll be happy to be on the program anytime. Just let me know.
I appreciate it, and we'll certainly work that out. So, unfortunately, we have to go right now, but I want to thank Nancy for coming in on the tail end. That's nancymarlow.com. You could check her stuff out if you'd like to. You could also go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for all the information on all the mediums that are with the program at the Forever Family Foundation. My name is Angelina Diana. You can go to angelinadiana.com if you're interested in a reading or checking out my events. And I want to thank you all for a very informative hour and allowing spirit to come through and teach us all on how we stay connected. So this is Signs of Life Radio. I want to remind you that your loved ones are always with you, but science is going to prove it. Have a good night.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.